This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
You're number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Lauderdale, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Lauderdale girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Lauderdale denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Heilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Shoulders. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Shoulders. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Rushi Gym. Tonight, the Rushi boys play host to Anna in a Shelby County Athletic League game. It is a tourney tune-up, more than that.
undecided in the Shelby County League standings are places third and fourth and fifth. It is a toss-up. Anna and Rushi can occupy any one of those spots. Anna defeated Rushi first time around at the Anna Gym by 9, 61-52. Right now in the SCAL standings, Rushi is 6-4. Anna is 5-5. Rushi has Botkins on the road on Friday, and Anna plays Jackson Center at the Rockets Gym on Friday. So there are still some moving parts in the Shelby County Athletic League standings. Botkins is 11-0. Jackson Center is 7-4. Fort Loramie is 4-4. It's not unlikely that any one of those three get knocked off their spots. It's absolutely unlikely that Botkins can't. Of course, the Trojans have won the Shelby County League outright. Congratulations to the Black and Gold. These two teams have had topsy-turvy seasons for the Rushi boys. Four in a row in the way of victories to start the campaign. And then the schedule really toughened up. Jackson Center and Anna back-to-back. Fort Loramie and St. Henry back-to-back. New Bremen and Botkins back-to-back. Most recently, Jackson Center and Versailles back-to-back in games we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi lost to both. Rushi now 12-7 overall. Meanwhile, Anna 8-12 on the season, having just gone through a seven-game losing spin. Anna's won three of its last four, losing to Versailles this past Saturday by a score of 67-43. McCain Finkenbein shaken up in that game, ankle injury, Chuck. What's the latest report? He's valuable. He's got to be at nearly full tilt in order for Anna to have a chance tonight.
Well, I think so. I talked to Nate Barhorst before the game, and he said he's been getting treatment on it. He's about maybe 75% right now. 75% of him is 100% of a lot of kids. But the way he plays, tries to get to the rim, squeezes into traffic, it might be tough for him tonight.
Senior night here at Rushi. We've had a lengthy ceremony, beautifully done, well handled, orchestrated so well. And it just wrapped up, thus a late start to tonight's game between Rushi and Anna. Rushi won the JV tilt over the Anna boys. First time around, as we alluded, Anna victorious 61-52. Rockets trailed in that game by a score of 43-32 very late in the third quarter. Turned it on, outscored Rushi over the stretch run. The final one quarter plus, 29-9. McCain Finkenbein, Chuck, in that game only 17 points. That's because he got great support. And on a night like that, Anna can be real tough to beat.
Well, and that's another thing that Coach Barhorst and I talked about before the game. He said, I got to have two other people scoring double figures. If I don't, we're not going to be very good. If it's all McCain, then we're not at our best. And on the opposite side, Rushi, when I came here tonight, the woman at the door wasn't going to let me in because every game we've done for Rushi this year, they've lost. But I told her I want to see if I can help them out tonight. But this should be a good basketball game.
Well, we picked the real difficult games for Shelby County League clubs when they leave the league to play. And then we always pick those rock'em sock'em games in the SCAL. Anything can happen. As I've said to people the last month, you have too. Expect the unexpected this year in area high school basketball.
Well, I mean, I think we're looking at next year's favorites. But, boy, they have got to figure out a way to get their team chemistry going a little bit. It looks like they've been, the last couple of games we've watched have been a little rocky. Now, I thought for a half they played Versailles incredibly well. Versailles just did too much. And it ended up being an 11-point loss, but they were still in touch in the fourth quarter before Versailles put it away.
Oh, yeah, that game was tied up 46-46 at the end of three. You had Rushi right here against New Bremen. New Bremen pulled it out in overtime. Statistically, it looked like the Raiders should have won that game, but did not. That's happened a few times this year for Rushi.
Well, they outscored her by 13. They're out, rebounded her by 13, outscored them by 15 from the free throw line, and lost by a point.
Yes,
so there you go. You just can't, you can't figure, look at stats, and they usually tell you the right thing, but sometimes, you know, it's just the And New Bremen's got a heck of a basket.
Yep, sure do. By the way, that must have been one heck of a game last night at Marion Local, or I should say on Sunday night. Marion Local beat New Bremen in one or two overtimes by 5 points.
Yep.
Three-way tie atop the MAC standings for Sales, Marion Local, and New Bremen, all with one setback.
Three outstanding basketball teams right there, and two of them Division IV. So, but only luckily for the teams out here, for Rushi and the other teams, only one of them is going to come down and play. So, you know, they won't meet them until they get to the state. Is that correct? Or they don't come down to the regional?
Yeah, the Midwest Athletic Conference schools play in the Wapakoneta District, which feeds the Northwest Regional.
Right.
Interestingly enough, the Southwest Region champ does play the Northwest Region champ in the state semifinals. Speaking of Rushi, as you were a few minutes ago, I love this balanced scoring. Six young men between 8.5 and 12.5 points a
right.
game. It doesn't get any better than that. By contrast, Anna became Fickenbein at 24.5 a game. Nobody else in double figures, but earlier in the year when Anna did knock off Rushi, Ambus chipped in with 17. Hayden Uhlskamp had 10. The game Fickenbein, as we noted, had just 17. Grant Albert, 7. Bryce Cobb, 6. 3 in double figures, as you said, head coach Nate Barhorst needs to have in order for Anna to be in the games right to the finish.
That is the recipe, and it says something when you're reading that off, and you go, McCain Finkenbein only had 17. There are a lot of kids in high school that will never score 17 in a game. But you're right, he didn't really score until like late in the game. In the fourth quarter, he just kind of took it over. He's a heck of a basketball player, and I would not want to make the choice between him and Jacob Plyman as player of the year, because I'm telling you, it's a toss-up.
Yep, sure is. Have a jump ball at midcourt. 6'5", 6'6", would probably win the toss-up.
Well, I agree. I think it's just depends on how you look at it. I think that Jacob's had a great season, but I think Botkins is still a good basketball team without him. Man is not a good basketball team without Finkenbein. But it just depends on what your perspective is and what you're looking for as a player of the year. And a lot of times, if you win the league and you're as good as Plyman's been this year, it's not going to be a shock if he wins it. And well-deserved.
Rushi head coach Dave Borchers, by the way, has been blending into his starting five and often used Braylon Cordonier, 12.5 points a game over the last month. That makes Rushi's good team even better. It's a serious threat from here on out. It's likely going to play Botkins twice, Rushi will, this coming Friday, then in a few more weeks in a sectional tournament final.
Right, and those should be really, really good basketball games. I mean, with Cordonier, I think that the future for him is, we'll be talking about him as a candidate for the player of the year when he's a senior. But he's got some people around him. He's got some people that help. I mean, Shappy is a good basketball player. Bowman, in the last game that we saw against Versailles, he kept them in the game. He was terrific inside. So they've got talent. They just have to have a good start to the game, and they're going to try to shut down Finkenbein like they did the first game.
As we alluded a few minutes ago, Shelby County League boys standings, spots 3, 4, and 5, in a state of flux. We'll have part of the answer here tonight. It's a tourney tune-up, as well as a big head-to-head match between Rushi and Anna in the SCAL. Anna got a first-round bye in its Dayton number 2 Division 3 boys sectional, as did Greenan, its opponent. They meet head-on February 24th, 7 o'clock at Northmont. Greenan's 13-7 was a 7 seed, Anna a 10 seed. with a record of 8-12. That speaks volumes, I think, for the respect given to Anna, as high as a 10 seed with 12 losses.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, and if they can get by that one, which, you know, they got a good shot of beating Green, and then they've got Shawnee, who we saw against Botkins, an outstanding basketball team. And again, my conversation with Coach Barr earlier tonight before the JV game even, we were talking about that, and he wondered if he thought that they could zone them. And I said, I would throw a triangle and two into my mix. I'm not saying I'd ever play it in the game, but you go to the triangle and two, and you got it to try to show them something different, because Shawnee's got two outstanding scorers.
Yep, sure do. They've got two young men who together can get 40 on you.
Absolutely.
On any night. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders drew Mississinewa Valley on Saturday, February 19th at 5:30. And then the winner of the Brantford-Newton game on Thursday, February 24th at 7 o'clock. Rushi was a number 3 seed in the Piqua Boys Division 4 sectional after Botkins and Jackson Center. And then Rushi, if it wins twice, Botkins, if it wins twice, would collide in a sectional final or a district semifinal, whichever you want to call it, on Saturday, February 26th at 7 o'clock.
Well, you know, at first I wondered if maybe all three would go into the bracket away from Botkins, but I think they made a good choice, because you're right, they win two, and now all they have to do is be better than Botkins one night, and that's possible because they got that much talent.
Yep, I like the draw too. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components, as we have discussed. McCain Finkenbein's got to be healthy. He's got to get 20-plus for Anna. He needs help. Two other players must get double digits. For Rushi, it's balance. It doesn't matter who the three double-digit scorers are. It may be 13 or 14 each. Rushi's got a half a dozen young men from whom to draw. In fact, Ben Bowman is in the mix also at 8.5 points a game. And there are several at that 9-10 points a game mark, including Zane Chappie, Hayden Quinter, Braden Monin, and of course Braylon Cordonier, as well as Xavier Flippo. Well-rounded offensive club. Those are the key building components tonight for Anna and Rushi. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We are going to take a one-minute radio station break. A one-minute radio station break is next. It's Anna Rushi here at the Rushi Gym tonight. The gymnasium is adorned in a lot of blue and gold and green and white, as you would imagine. One-minute radio break next. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Radio station sponsors tonight on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Our anchor underwriting sponsors on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Gaffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GaffneyFurniture.com. Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster, S-E-C-U-R, Com. Online at securecom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New underwriting sponsors include the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. The Cell Phone Shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road. That's South Needmore, North Dayton. Phone 937-567-0878. Mention scoresbroadcast.com and get 15% off. 2 minutes away from the tip-off of tonight's game, we're going to hear from our new sponsor, the Cell Phone Shop, next. Anna to our right, shooting around. Rushi to our left. Great Tuesday night crowd here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the Cell Phone Shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell Phone ShopDayton.com.
In addition, a couple new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, which have come aboard just this week. Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center. Thanks, Airstream. And Precision Strip in Minster and Kenton and Tip City, other Ohio cities, and six states in all. Precision Strip, our loyal associates are doing the exceptional. Don't forget, Friday night, it is Rushi at Botkins Boys Shelby County League action. That game, you might say, could very well be a tune-up for a lower bracket sectional final when those two squads could hook up again. Tonight it's Rushi and Anna. We've got the starters opening tip in just a couple of minutes. The Raiders and the Rockets on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, we thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Rushi sponsors. They include the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi for the Jewelry Barn. Let Jolene Rinderly know you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Excellent crowd here for senior night at Rushi High School. You would expect it to be darn near full. Rushi will start, I understand. It's three seniors on the roster trying to decipher who the other two starters might be. For the Anna Rockets, Zach Yambus, 5'11 senior at guard, 8.5 points a game. Bryce Cobb, 6 foot senior at guard, at 6 a game. The Kane Finkenbein, 24.5 per outing, 6'1 senior guard. Hayden Yuleskamp at 5.5 a game, 6'1 junior up front. Grant Albers in the middle, 6'4 senior. Patrick Bowman, 6'1 senior. Jordan Meyer, 6'2 senior. Sam York, 6 foot senior. We were told would start for Rushi. Trying to determine who the other couple might be on the floor.
Well, Chappie's out there.
At the outset of this game, Zane Chappie, number two on his back, 5'9 junior guard. Anna will go from left to right on your phone or on your computer as you use your imagination. Might be watching or listening, I should say, on your tablet. Opening tip to start the game comes right toward us, out of bounds, into media row at side court. And it's ruled that both players touched it pretty much simultaneously. We'll re-jump. And Rushi gets it. Zane Chappie in backcourt. Feeds it behind the arc to teammate Jordan Meyer. He jacks up a three straight away. It grazes iron. Rebound down to Anna. Forecourt right for the Rockets. It is Finkenbein.
thinking behind a weave to Cobb. Cobb picked up a Shappy. Hand off on the play to the Rockets. Cobb to Finkenbein. Oh, nice feed. Hayden Uhlskamp darts in from the right corner, catches it, misses it inside. It was on the rim, wouldn't go down. Rushi attacks quickly. Here's a baseline drive. On the arc now, Shappy. He gives it up 25 feet away to Sam York. Rushi puts it on the deck. Beautiful drive to the rim. Good! That fifth starter is Braden Munn. A nice cut to the basket.
Yeah, he is becoming a real offensive threat.
Inside and out. He can drive it to the rim, and he has got a deadly triple as well. 2-0 Rushi. Anas Cobb straight away wants to drive. Goes against Patrick Bowman. Pulls up in the lane. Hand off to Albers. Punched free. Stolen by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Dribble drive down the floor. And it's knocked away by Ann at the last second. Rushi got a piece of it last. It's out of bounds to the Rockets. Inbounding is Hayden Uhlskamp for Anna. Backcourt to Ambus. Ambus trots up and over the center line with the ball. Oh, backdoor cut to Ambus, and he's wide open. No good. Two in a row by Anna. Chippies underneath. Each one missed here at the start. Monin dribble drive to the lane. Feeds right corner. Chappie, high arching floater. A trifecta is good. 5-0 Raiders. Good beginning. Anna should have 4 points.
Oh, my goodness. They missed two. Just nobody around them shots.
Nope. Here is Uhlskamp. Sloppy pass to Cobb. Loose on the deck. White shirts, green shirts. And Rushi snarfs it up off the hardwood. Good play by the Raiders. Sam York gobbled it up. To Shappy, midcourt. Gets a high screen from York. Shappy picks up his dribble. Lobs down low in the left to York. Tries to throw to a teammate in the corner. It is knocked up in the air by Anna. Punch free by the Rockets, who come away with it. Finkenbein roams down the floor. Shoved on the play by Patrick Bowman. Common foul. Ball out of bounds to the Rockets, who trail 5-0. We played 2 minutes and 23 seconds of the first period.
Well, I talked about how much improved Uhlskamp was, and then jinxed him by him missing that first little two-footer.
Anna inbounding in the right corner. It's Cobb back to Ambus. Ambus into the lane, almost walked. Fed it on the arc to a teammate. Here's a long three-point try. No, off the back brace. And the rebound by Ambus. Point-blank range, left it short. Rushi comes away with the board, but stumbles and walks.
Well, Drew Dosek was supposed to start the game. They had marked it wrong in the book, so Albers had to start for him, but they got him in there pretty quickly.
Drew Dosek, good 5'11 junior. Inbound, stolen, deflected by Rushi. Here's an attempt at a dunk at the other end. No good. Rebound Rushi missed, but a foul on Anna. Patrick Bowman tried to flush it down over the lip of the iron. Didn't accomplish it. Timeout called by Anna. 5-0 Raiders. 5:20 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Anna Rockets scoreless with 5:20 left to go here in the first period. Anna has been an enigma of sorts this year. Played Marion Local, outstanding Division IV club, to 65-58, an overtime loss at Marion. During that seven-game swoon, Anna dropped 4 games by less than 5 points. So Anna could conceivably have a record the reverse of 8-12. Could be as many as 12 wins on the ledger, but they haven't finished off contests. Well, the Rushi Raiders missed 2 free throws. Anna bolted down the floor. Here's a drive on the giddy-up. Dosek to the rim. Challenge. No good. Foul on the board against Anna. Rockets still not shooting it well in tight. The last couple were pretty well guarded, but they're 0-for-4 from inside 4 feet.
I was going to say they've missed three shots from 5 feet total. Not 5 feet out, 5 feet total.
You're right. We're stuck at 5-0 in favor of Rushi with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Chaffee for the Raiders gives it up to Quinter, who's in. He makes a dash down the lane all the way to the rack. Banked it home on the run. Quinter with a field goal for Rushi.
I think that's where you're seeing maybe McCain Finkenbein not 100% because he got blown by, and that doesn't usually happen. He's a good defender.
Quinter, a 6'2 sophomore guard, played a whole bunch last year. Into the post goes Anna. Gilskamp 8 feet away. Rimmed it. No good. A lid on it for the Rockets. 7-0 Rushi. Long triple. Left corner of the floor. Wide open player. Jordan Meyer in and out. No good. Rebound Anna. Ambus down the floor. Foul line. Spin move. Doesn't shoot. Looks for help on the arc to Gilskamp. Gilskamp bottled up. Back to Ambus. They look for Finkenbein to spring off a pick. Ball thrown outside the arc on the left. And it is deflected. Stolen by Rushi. Long lead out down the floor. Other way. Patrick Bowman with the gimme. 9-0 Rushi. 3:35 to go, first quarter. Anna needs a field goal in the worst way. Here is Gilskamp hitting the slasher through the lane, Ambus, and he lifts the ball up toward the basket, hacked on the arm. Two free throws for Ambus of Anna. 9-0 is the score. Rushi still playing with three seniors most of the time on the court here on senior night. We've seen a lot of Quinter, a lot of Chaffee. Two shots, charity strike, Zach Ambus for Anna. In the air, short, no good. Anna coming off a nice win, 19-point triumph over Miami East, 68-49. On Saturday, January 29th, didn't play in the Shelby County League on Friday, February 4th, lost to Versailles badly on Saturday the 5th, as everybody does. But Anna with a superb victory on the road at Miami East, a team that gave Versailles a lot of trouble early in the year. Second free throw by Ambus is in, and the Rockets are on the board, trailing 9-1. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. Rushi with the ball out of the arc. Xavier Flippo's in now. Feeds to teammate Braylon Cordonier. He's got an eye from long range, and he poured that one through.
His form is absolutely perfect.
12-1 in favor of Rushi. Braylon had that pose that he held for a split second after he released the ball. It was dead on target, like a string, right through the net. We could tell from here. 3 minutes left to go, first quarter. Rushi up 11. Finkenbein finds Albers open, low in the right. Good feed by McCain. Layup is in. Albers gets the bucket.
Yeah, good job by Grant to let the defense fly by him and then go up strong.
Trey Heitkamp is on the floor now for the Anna Rockets. He was injured in the summer. Suffered a hurt knee, has missed all of the season until the last week. Rushi counters with a shot in the paint. It's good. Quinter, five-footer in traffic, knocks it home. Good to see Trey Heitkamp back in uniform and on the court for Anna. He was figured on to play in November, went down in summer ball. Timeout Rockets, who trail by 11 late in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in this area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Call Barker Insurance, phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Then we had a couple of wild melees for loose balls at midcourt as we return to action. Cobb for Anna guns up a long three. Push-off foul below the rim against Rushi. 2:07 to go first quarter. Rushi on top, 14-3. Anna's ambush inbounds to Aiden Yulskamp, high right. Coming off a screen near side, it's Finkenbein. Finkenbein being bothered by Chappie. Now Braylon Cordonier unloads to ambush cross court. Here's a weave to Cobb, back to Finkenbein. Finkenbein checked by Chappie, goes to the foul line, hits Hayden Quinter, who comes slicing through from the left corner. Great pass, good shot, it's in. Yulskamp, I'm sorry. I got the wrong team. Quinter's on Rushi. Here is Rushi attacking top of the circle. Hayden Quinter, Hayden Yulskamp. Oh, nice pass. Rushi missed a gimme down low on the right. Wow. Point blank range. Bowman couldn't get it to drop over the back foul on the rebound against Anna. Two shots at the stripe for Hayden Quinter. It was Hayden Yulskamp who got the last field goal for Anna to cut the deficit to 14-5. Hayden Quinter, charity line. This 6'2 sophomore has played a lot of basketball in just two seasons. He is an experienced, well-seasoned soft. First foul shot is right through. 15-5. Second shot, Hayden got it. 16-5 in favor of Rushi. A slightly ailing McCain Finkenbein favoring an ankle. Walks it up and over the timeline. Fakes left, goes right, splits a couple defenders. He took a knee from a Rushi player. Rushi bench didn't think so. Foul against the Raiders. Anna will throw in baseline right of the rim. 1:15 to go first quarter. 16-5 in favor of the Raiders.
Well, Finkenbein has not gotten a shot off in the first quarter.
Hayden Yulskamp below the rim tries to free himself up for the pass from Ambus. Can't do it. And then Zach airmails a long, high, 30-foot-in-the-air pass into backcourt where Finkenbein tracks it down. Albers high left. On a weave, it goes to Cobb. Here's Ambus looking for Finkenbein on the back cut. Not available. McCain comes out to get it. Now shoots a 30-footer. Missed everything. Off to the left. Good rebound. Albers hooks it up and in. Foul on Rushi. Counts the goal. Nice offensive glass work by Albers.
Yep.
He thanks McCain Finkenbein for such a big miss. It came right down into Albers' lap.
McCain might call that an assist.
Yeah.
Albers did a nice job of maneuvering inside to get position. He had a good backside rebound.
16-7 our score. Rushi up 9. Free throw by Albers. He's got it. 16-8. Rushi in the lead. Here comes Quinter to midcourt. Gives it up to a teammate behind the arc. It is Meyer. Meyer feeds it down low and then gets it right back and scores. Good work by senior Jordan Meyer. 18-8 in favor of Rushi. 26 seconds to go first quarter. Yulskamp to Ambus, cross court Albers. Hand off to Cobb. Cobb on the bounce. Looks for Finkenbein in the back cut. Throws it between Zach and McCain and out of bounds.
They both cut, and the pass went right between them.
17.2 to go here in the first period. Rushi 18, Anna 8. Anna won the first meeting and come from behind fashion. 61-52 at the Rockets gym. Rushi into the forecourt. Outside the arc on the left, it is Braylon Cordagna. Puts it on the floor, fumbled it, got it back, fed it to Shapiro, a king-size walk. Driving layup is good at the buzzer. The officials missed that one. Shapi traveled clearly. 20-8. Rushi over Anna after a quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Our second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 10 FM is underway. Anna misfires on a very hurried triple. In the opening seconds of the second period, Rushi's got the rebound. Raiders have the ball inside the arc. Here's a drive to the rim. The runner is good. Wipe it off the board. Tough break for Jordan Meyer. The senior looking very good here tonight. Cashed in on an opening in the paint. Anna slid over, got in front. It was a tough 50-50 call. Wipe out the goal. Charging on Meyer. We play on.
I don't think there was any doubt it was a charge according to the rules. But it was directly under the basket.
Yep. So was the Anna defender too far beneath the iron? Anna comes down the floor. Good post-up pass for Grant Albers. Back to the rim. Oh, he's got seven. Grant Albers banks in a six-footer. Nice maneuvering by Grant. 20-10 in favor of Rushi. Here's Braylon Cordagna, 25 feet away. Gives it up to Jordan Meyer. Jordan on the bounce, foul line. Hooks it right corner. Chappie's available. High archer, shy of the mark. Rebound, McCain Finkenbein of Anna. He scoots into the forecourt. Spin move in the lane. Throws to Huelskamp. Deflected by Rushi. Stolen by the Raiders. Gotten back by Finkenbein of Anna. Finkenbein falling down near midcourt. Hope he didn't hurt that ankle further. Here's Ambus. Hasty dribble. Foul line. Down the lane. Scooping. Short. No good. Quinter steals the rebound for Rushi. Aiden Quinter to midcourt. Ball thrown to Meyer, deep right corner. He sets and shoots. Overshoots. Weak side rebound, Anna. 6:18 to go in the second. 20-10, Rushi. Finkenbein down the floor. Lead pass to Huelskamp for the lay-in. Great pass by Finkenbein. Timeout Raiders. 6:11 to go in the second. Rushi 20, Anna 12. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tipp City, and Sydney?
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here we go. Ruchi after the timeout in possession down to a right, leading 20-12. Final seconds of the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Here's Braylon Cordonier for Ruchi, diving into the lane, picks up his dribble, goes to Chappie 25 feet away. Chappie right side to Xavier Flippo. Uh-oh, moving screen away from the action against Ruchi. I think it's called, and Ben Bowman, Ruchi bench, saying, hey, nobody touched anybody.
It looks semi like a phantom call to me, but hey, that's why they give them the whistle. Every once in a while, they need to be heard.
The Cane Finkenbein to midcourt for Anna, which is down 8. Opening 3 minutes, quarter number 2 on top. It is Albers. Now Drew Dosick, 25 feet away, wants to drive, goes baseline. Blocked from behind by Ruchi. It was a clean block up top. Dosick called for an offensive foul. Clean block up above, no question about it. That's one of those things where you block the basketball, you play on, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the charge came from, but it's the same guy. I think he was a makeup call from the last time.
Charge came after the block shot. Yep. You don't see that too often.
He called the illegal screen at the one end and then just blew that one. So he's 0 for 2.
Oh, we're too hard on him sometimes.
No, I'm accurate.
Here's Ruchi attacking the basket to our left, up by 8. Ball thrown into the post. Here's an offensive player maneuvering. It's Braylon Cordonier. Wow, what a spin shot. 8-footer, good.
He's got such good elevation and long arms. Good combination.
One-on-one move by Braylon. It is 22-12 in favor of Ruchi. Here's Albers at top of the circle. Dribbles down the left side. Nobody picks him up. He goes all the way to the rim and scores. He puts it through. It's called a defensive block against Ruchi, and the Raiders bench is up in arms. Here in the last minute, Chuck, we've had controversial calls like you'd see in a 60-60 tie in the last half minute of a game.
Yeah. They're seeing it, they're calling it, yeah. And they're consistent.
Albers, 3-point play chance. He's got a good game for Grant Albers.
He's got 10.
Wow. Fine start.
10 of their 15. What's the average? Maybe 2 or 3?
About 4.5.
Yeah.
And he's, what, more than doubled that?
Yeah, he's playing really well right now. He's the reason that they're in the basketball game.
Right. Ruchi up 7, 22-15, 4:46 to go in the second quarter. Ross Fissinger on the floor now for the Raiders. Outside the lane on the right, it is Braden Monum. Throws it left corner to Fissinger. Bombs away. 3-pointer right down through the cylinder. Good-looking shot. It was on the money all the way en route. Good confidence displayed there by Fissinger. He caught it, let it fly, nailed it. It is 25-15 in favor of Ruchi. Here's Zach Ambus driving the lane, stumbled. Late feed to Hayden Yulskamp, coming in from the right corner, catches it and puts it through. Nice assist, good finish.
Well, they're doing a nice job of getting into the lane and then finding the open man. If they would have made the first 3 shots, I mean, it would be a 25-23 game.
I tell you what, Chuck, you give me a healthy McCain Finkenbein, the way his teammates are playing now, I wouldn't want to play him in the first couple rounds of the tournament. Here's Ruchi with a missed foul line jumper. Quinter a little off the mark, a bit hard. Rebound down to Anna. 3:39 to go here in the second quarter of play. Ambus with a stellar drive. Loops it up and in. A floater from 6 feet. 25-20 in favor of Ruchi, which attacks and misses. Anna gets the rebound. Good heads-up play by Quinter, who swiped it and dropped it home. Fine court awareness by Hayden Quinter. 27-19. The lead is 8. in favor of Rucci. Albers, 25 feet away, gives it up to Cobb. Cobb's got the ball for Anna. Rotated to Albers in the post. Now to Hulskamp, top of the circle. Swish! Three ball. Hayden Hulskamp on the mark from downtown. We had a ball game. Five-pointer, 27-22, Rucci. Raiders loop it far corner of the floor to Quinter. Out to Braden Monin. Here is Chappie angling through the lane. Hand off to Monin. Monin pushes up a one-hander from 6 feet right in front. Too hard off the heel. Rebound, Anna. Bad pass. Stolen by Rucci to the rack. Quinter up and good. Hayden Quinter with the deuce. Anna had the board but threw it away. Got careless. 29-22. Rucci up 7. 2:13 to go, second quarter. Here's McCain Finkenbein, 40 feet out for the Rockets. Hits a teammate Ambus going down the right side of the lane. Right back to Albers. Oh, one, two, three steps. The referee caught it. Travel on Albers. 2:04 left to go till halftime. 29-22 in favor of Rucci. Raiders right now on the floor have Ross Fissinger, Braylon Cordonier, Braden Monin, Chappie, and Quinter. Coming off for Anna is Bryce Cobb, so it's Finkenbein along with Trey Heitkamp, Ambus, Hulskamp, Albers. Top of the circle, Braylon Cordonier with the ball for Rucci, right corner Fissinger. Minute 50 to go till halftime. Near side Chappie coming out to catch Quinter. Rucci with superb ball movement right now. Excellent motion. Freeing up Fissinger left side again. He made one there earlier. He cans another one. Three ball Fissinger for Rucci. The lead swells to 10. 32-22. 6 point second quarter for Ross. Minute 26 to go.
Wow.
Here's Finkenbein out here midcourt. Great pass. Great pass to Hulskamp. He missed the bunny. Cherry picking Fissinger for Rucci. 34-22. Oh, an easy one missed at one end, blown by Anna. Players leaking out the other way for Rucci. And the Raiders get the cripple right below the rim. Finkenbein spin move in the lane. Doesn't shoot. Goes to Trey Heitkamp, left corner. Into the paint area. Great feed to Albers. Up and he's got it. 34-24. Back in a hurry. It is Braden Monin. Long triple. Deep three. Left corner. No good off the flange. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Rucci. That was a quick hoist.
That was quick, especially for the time of the game. And, boy, I would have found Fissinger. I mean, the kid's got 8 points here in about the last minute and a half.
Yep, smoking hot from three-point land, plus the two-pointer. And his eight have enabled Rucci to stem the tide. Anna warming up in the second quarter, still down 10, 34-24. Half minute to go in the period. Here's Ambus in the lane. On the arc to Trey Heitkamp. Jump shot, 21-footer, short, no good. Rebounding foul, Anna on the shoulder.
That's going to be a common foul. That was only the 15th foul on the Rockets.
McCain Finkenbein with a noticeable hobble. Substitution, Chase Murray in for Anna. And coming out was Hayden Hulskamp. 24 ticks on the clock. Late second quarter, 34-24 in favor of the Rucci Raiders. Ball walked to midcourt by Hayden Quinter. He continues to bounce. Finkenbein on him loosely. 10, 9, 8, Quinter. Elbow on the right. Down the right side of the lane. Deflected shot out of bounds to Rucci. 4.9 to go. We'll have a two-minute radio station break at the end of this first half. We'll call for it on cue when the half closes out. Ball lobbed in by Rucci. Stolen by Ambus. Ambus hurls it to midcourt. Intercepted by Rucci as the first half finishes. The Anna Rockets got behind at the very outset. I think it was 9-0. Played Rucci even since the first 3 minutes of the game. 34-24 in favor of the Raiders over the Rockets here at intermission. Rucci won the JV game tonight, the preliminary tilt here on senior night. excellent crowd on hand at the Raiders gym. Glad you could join us here on Scores Broadcast and WMVR. It's a two-minute radio station break. Our score at the half, Rushi 34, Anna 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And we welcome you back to the Rushi Gymnasium. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are being entertained right now here at the halftime break by about 24 young ladies known as the Pop Rocks. Highly talented, well-skilled gymnasts, jump ropers, a dance routine, and they have the fans mesmerized here at the Rushi Gymnasium right now at our intermission break.
I wondered, I asked somebody a while back, said, I haven't seen them in a couple of years. Are they still there? And here they are. And I'll tell you what, they get me distracted to where I sometimes lose track of what I'm doing. But tonight they had Elvis jump roping. That's one of the things. I've never seen that before.
And putting on a show.
Yeah.
This is worth a halftime at ESPN, Chuck.
Oh, well, you can tell why there's a big crowd here tonight.
34-24, Anna trailing Rushi at her halftime break. Our report at intermission being brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, rebounding advantages to the Raiders, 12-11. They both have three offensive rebounds. Anna turned the ball over nine times in the first half. Raiders only turned it four, 2 of 4 from the free throw line for Rushi, and a 3 of 4 for the Rockets. Only three people scored. One of them was not McCain Finkenbein. They got 12 points out of Grant Albers, 9 points out of Hayden Huelskamp, and 3 out of Zach Ambus. Cobb didn't score. Finkenbein didn't score. And they're still within striking distance at 10. On the other side, Rushi, just the opposite. They got 10 points out of Hayden Quinter, a terrific first half. Ross Vistager had 8 straight points in the second quarter to push the lead back out to 10. He had 8. They got 5 from Braylon Cordonier. They got 5 from Zane Shappy. And then 2 each from Patrick Bowman, Braden Monin, and Jordan Meyer. They scored 20 and 14, 34. Anna scored 8 and 16. And they trail at 34-24 to half.
First 3 or 4 minutes, third quarter, crucial for Anna tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, 10 points is a plateau. You need to get it back underneath. If they push it up into the 15, 16 range, it becomes a mental thing. But I'm telling you right now, Anna has missed enough easy shots that they should be down two or maybe tied here at the half. So they get that fixed. It could be a good second half.
That is our halftime report. Rushi 34, Anna 24. We're brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
Welcome back here to the Rushi High School gym. Raiders lead the Rockets 34-24. We are just a couple or 3 minutes away from the start of our second half of this game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports at WMBR 105.5 TAM FM. Huge ovation for the Pop Rocks.
I should have played another commercial. I was so enthralled with what they were doing, I forgot.
Wow, was that ever entertaining? Fantastic. Marvelous show by the young ladies. About two dozen of them. What would the age range be, do you think, Chuck, for the young ladies who just performed?
You know what? It's hard to tell. I mean, the one girl was really tall. I don't know. I'm not very good at it. Everybody looks like they're 12 to me anymore.
6 or 7 to 13 or 14,
yeah,
maybe?
Probably.
Outstanding jump roping, dance routines, a gymnast review, all to music, and they did not miss a beat or a step. 826. Look, Al Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com with us since our start 2006-2007. Could not have gotten started without the help from LaCal. Thank you so much, all the staff and associates, LaCal Equipment. And a big thank you to Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock at LaCal, L-A-C-A-L. Came to Jackson Center in 1982 from L.A., California.
Yep.
And they're expecting a heat wave of 90 degrees plus for the Super Bowl on Sunday. Oh, will that ever be a factor?
Well, it will be, but it's not going to be any worse for the Bengals than it is for L.A. because they're not used to that either.
No.
That's not your normal weather out there. So, you know, you're going to see some subs.
And the Bengals are hot, so, you know, hot weather. That may make them even hotter. Who knows? Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home in Acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing. The experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Chuck, let's hear from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. We'll return in a minute or so with the start of our third quarter. Rushi in the lead over Anna, 34-24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hey, your number one resource center for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman has got premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and family-operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Third quarter underway. Good drive into the lane by Rushi, setting up Xavier Flippo for the gimme.
That was somebody we hadn't mentioned in the first half. That's his first basket. He is another kid that has turned into an outstanding basketball player.
And the lead for Rushi has expanded to 12, 36-24. Here's McCain Finkenbein into the paint area for Ann. A lot of contact, misfired, no good. Rebound Rushi down the floor. Line drive, three ball. Yes, sir. Hayden Quinter. He powers one in from distance. Five quickies here for Rushi, which is bolted on top of 15, 39-24. A minute gone here in the third quarter.
That's absolutely the way the game started. And I'll tell you what, Quinter got fouled after the basket. He should have got the ball out of bounds.
Yep, you're so right. Ambus spotting up to shoot the three ball. Lets it fly. 28-footer. Front rim, backboard, no good. Rebound yanked off by Quinter. Quinter, middle of the floor for Rushi. Right side to Shappy. Whips the pass. Low in the block, right side. Braylon Gradonier goes opposite to Flippo for a triple. No good. Hit the ring. Bounded into the air. Finkenbein off and running for Anna. Oh, he got belted hard. Decked at the rim. Two shots coming.
I don't mind the foul. He hit him high. Didn't cut his feet. You don't give him a layup. You make him shoot two free throws.
6:32 to go here in the third quarter. 39-24, Rushi. Finkenbein, a couple of free ones here for Anna. Shots on the way. Good. He's got it. Freeman Drywall and Anna will give your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, insulation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. Freeman Drywall in Anna is outstanding, superb. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, call on Riemann Drywall, 538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. McCain Finkenbein made a free throw, missed a free throw.
Well, he made them both.
Oh, he made them both. And then Anna with a steal. Down the floor to Hayden Uhlskamp. Good post-up move. Left-handed hook shot. A beauty. Well done by Hayden Uhlskamp. Nifty. Nifty flip shot in the lane by Hayden as a little toddler walks out onto the floor. And one of the men in stripes spots.
Luckily saw her because you don't want her taking the charge.
Nope.
Uhlskamp had the steal, ran the floor, got the basket, a left-hander down there. That was a nice, nice move.
Yep, sparkling play by Hayden Uhlskamp to cut the Rushi lead back to 11, 39-28. Two free throws by Finkenbein. Field goal by Huelskamp. Here's Anna defending Roosh. She's cut to the rim. Ball knocked away. Thrown on the arc to Shappy. Left corner to Braylon Cordonier. He's got an avenue to the short corner. Stops 10 feet away. Doesn't let it fly. On a weave. It comes back to Braylon in the lane. Hits a cutter gliding down the paint. Shappy. Left-handed. No. Rebound. Anna called a jump. Might have been a foul on Rushi. Arrow favors Anna anyway. 5:19 to go, third quarter. 39-28 in favor of the Raiders. Rockets within striking distance. McCain Finkenbein, has he made a field goal yet,
Chuck? No, got the two free throws, that's it. I think he's taken like three shots.
He is nursing an ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Suffered in the game against Versailles recently. Hayden Huelskamp, left corner, gives it up to Drew Dosick. Rotated high right to Trey Heitkamp. Behind him to Ambus. Near side, Finkenbein. Long 30-footer, wide right, no good. Rebound, Quinter of Rushi. Obviously, McCain with that injured ankle can't get the lift on his shots he would like. Here's Rushi in the post. On the arc to Quinter. Shot fake from three-point land. It's given up to Braden Monin. Back to Quinter. Finkenbein on him. They look into the post area for Ben Bowman. Not available. Now it goes back to Quinter on a weave to Shappy. 4:26 to go in the third. Shappy crossover dribble. Spin move on the arc to Monin. 11-point lead, Rushi. Here's Bowman. Right corner, Quinter. Popped up in the air by Finkenbein. Oh, great play. Flicked it into Heitkamp. Off and running, one-on-one. Pull up Jay, 15-footer. Bingo! Heitkamp for Anna. 39-30. Nice little run here by Rushi. Dave Borchers, head coach of the Raiders, says we've got to take a timeout. 9-point edge, Rushi on scores, broadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccinations from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. And a take-home test for the coronavirus is available. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed from 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Anna not happy with a call that enables Rushi to retain possession. Bowman's got it on the arc, into the lane to Flippo. Out back to Gordonier. Left side, triple in the air. Shappy connects. Long jump shot, but Shappy whistle blows after the ball went through the netting. And let's see what this is all about. Goal is good. Push off. Apparently rather obvious to the referee against Ambus while the ball was traveling down through the ropes. And Rushi gets the benefit of an additional possession after the made field goal. In the post, it's Shappy trying to squeeze between two green shirts. 42-30 Raiders. Another long three. It is around and out. Shappy couldn't get that one to fall. Anna clears the board. Finkenbein. Right corner, Ambus. Cross court. Skip pass for Heitkamp. Intercepted by Monin. Gives it up ahead to teammate Flippo. Flippo barges into a green jersey. That is clearly an offensive foul. Yep. 3:12 to go, third quarter, 42-30, Rushi. Well, this is not Anna's best shot tonight with McCain Finkenbein playing in a gimpy fashion ankle injury against Versailles. Rushi's looked good in spots.
They've made some runs offensively. Shabby's had a nice game. Quinter's had a nice game. Sometimes they just disappear a little bit.
Here's McCain Finkenbein cutting to the rim, and the ball is flicked away by Rushi. Leaking out is Monin. Layup, got it. Monin at the other end for the Raiders. After the steal, down to her left. 44-30 in favor of Rushi. And it gets it down to 9, and then Rushi stretches it back to the teens. McCain Finkenbein, fadeaway 30-footer short. Long rebound, Heitkamp to Ambus. Back to Heitkamp. Broken up below the rim, out of bounds to Anna. 2:32 to go, third quarter, 44-30, Rushi.
Well, I had quite a few sprained ankles through my career, and I'll tell you, right about now, his ankle aches. It's not sharp pain, it just aches.
Ball inbounded to Heitkamp for Anna, and he walked with the ball at midcourt. Maybe didn't have possession originally, did juggle in midair. Raider fans giving the travel signal. Anna still restores the possession and goes baseline left to Dosik. Is in a crowd. On the arc to Ambus. He penetrates. Throws back toward the middle for Albers. Gets broken up by Bowman of Rushi. He's got the steal. Ahead it goes to Quinter. Quinter traveled in the lane. Got away with a 10-footer and scored. Timeout called by Anna Chuck. I simply do not know anymore what traveling is and what it's not.
Well, like I said early in the game to you on a break, I think they've moved too closely to the NBA. They're letting them take what they call a Euro step. That was not a Euro step. That was a travel. But that was a huge travel on the steal out here at half court. So, you know what? Evened out.
Yeah, they overlooked two travels, two Euro steps all the way. They traveled to Europe on both of them.
The one was a Belgian, and I'm not sure the other one.
Okay.
Maybe Liechtenstein.
16-point game late in the third. We'll keep it right here. Rushi in front of Anna. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville and Eden, a new Pro Hardware store run by Darren Yingst, showing up in Enon, Ohio, on Dayton Springfield Road. Also, 418 South Broadway, Greenville, and downtown, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville and Enon can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores on scorersbroadcast.com. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Anna attacking. Ball thrown down low to Albers. Almost out of bounds. Saved by Anna. Ambus has got it. Dribbling into the lane. Spin move. Did he get hooked? Was he fouled or is there a walk? I think that's the correct call. It goes against Rushi. A minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. 46-30. Rushi. Anna's McCain Finkenbein will inbound. Left to the rim. Finkenbein on the arc to Drew Dosek. Back to Ambus. On a weave to Drew. He starts to go down the lane. Reverses. Comes to the top of the key. Resets.
Well, Rushi plays outstanding basketball.
Here's Dosek. Might have hop-stepped and jumped in the lane. Got away with it. Shot a 10-footer. Rimmed out. Rebound Rushi. Minute 16 to go, third quarter. Here is Quinter lobbing down into Bowman. Bowman had it stripped. It's ruled a jump ball. Good call by the referee. Mitch right on top of the leather from Anna. Ruled a tie-up. It'll be thrown in by Rushi, which benefits from the arrow. Right of the rim, Quinter. Inbounds to Jordan Meyer. Deep right corner, Braden Monin. Baseline right, Quinter. Sloppy pass to Bowman, who recovers and banks it in. Good awareness by Bowman. He muffed it originally. Picked the ball up, had an opening. He crashed the backboard and kissed one in off the window. 48-30. Rushi's biggest lead, 18. Drew Dosik with a floater in the paint. Yes! And a foul against Rushi. Heads up play by Dosik of Anna, and he's at the stripe. to complete the three-point play.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Rusey played football, Ben Bowman would be an offensive and defensive lineman.
Yeah.
And, boy, he is one strong kid.
Tight end, defensive end, or tackle, something like that?
Yeah.
Free throw is good by Dosik, capitalizing on the three-point play opportunity. 48-33 in favor of Rusey. 36 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 30 feet out, Braden Monnet hits a cutter down the lane, flying toward the rim, catching, shooting, scoring, the senior Jordan Meyer for the Raiders. Anna comes back in a jiffy, foul, Meyer low in the right, Anna will shoot two. 23.3 to go here in the third, 50-33. Rusey has widened the gap to 17 and just about blown this one open.
Well, they're playing such good defense. I mean, even with Finkenbein being hobbled, they're just playing great defense.
Free throw by Ambus is good. 50-34. Second one here for Zach. Substitutions for Donyer, Chappie, back in for Rusey. Here comes Hayden Yulskamp for Albers for Anna. How many points for Grant tonight? I know he's in double digits.
Grant's got 12. Yulskamp has 11.
Ambus at the free throw line, short on that shot. He was 1-for-2, right?
Yes.
Rebound down to the Raiders. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Dribble drive into the lane. Here's a three-pointer jumper. A three-pointer from the corner, I should say. Right on target. Anna counters. Finkenbein midcourt. Short, no good. Rebound missed. What a shot by the Rusey Raiders. A long triple. Was that Braylon Cordonier
who
made it?
That was Cordonier, yes, sir.
He beat the buzzer, but 3 seconds. Anna got one off. It was short. And the third quarter closes out. 19-point gap. Rusey in the lead, 53-34 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 Cam FM in Sydney. Fourth quarter starts with Anna's McCain Finkenbein exploding right down the lane. Little teardrop hangs on the rim, comes off. Rebound is punched up in the air out of bounds off Rusey. Anna will throw in, trailing by 19, 53-34. Final 8 minutes. Bad pass to midcourt, intercepted by Quinter. Quinter's pass deflected. Quinter gets it back and lays it in.
That kind of night.
Yep.
Bad pass, you got an assist out of it.
Yep, Quinter tried to hit a cutter. Quinter was in the middle of the lane. A semi-fast break. The ball was popped in the air by Anna, right back to Quinter, and he scored it. Here's Ambus chucking up a three for Anna. Good! Long ranger by Ambus. 55-37. Rusey by 18. 7:18 to go in the fourth. Quinter at midcourt, picked up by Finkenbein. Here's Quinter around McCain. Looks like an offensive foul, and that's what it is ruled.
Well, I'll tell you what, Albers just set up and took a charge right there.
Yep. Hayden Yulskamp was there as well. The Rusey player went through Albers and Yulskamp. Is that two charges on one play?
That was Quinter, and I'll tell you what, he took it strong. There just happened to be a defender in front of him.
Yeah, he tried to bulldoze through a couple of rockets, couldn't do it. A couple of stout football players there. Here is Dosik in the paint area for Anna. A little looper, a 10-footer, won't go, in and out. Rebound of Rusey. Here's Quinter hitting the trailer down the lane. Caught in the run by Braylon Cordonier. Off balance, no, but a foul. Braylon's got a couple coming. 55-37, Rushi, 6:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Say we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins. And those who come to us from towns all around, we're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main, known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's. Breakfast starts at 6 with omelets, terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. For carryout, phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. We bet you won't find better. Rushi at Botkins on Friday night from the Botkins gym. Rushi gave Botkins all it could handle in the earlier meeting, Chuck, here at the Rushi Gymnasium. That is very likely those two clubs will meet again in a lower bracket sectional championship game. Can't count your chickens before they're hatched, but we could be looking at two head-to-head battles between Rushi and Botkins in the span of 3 weeks.
Well, they didn't get to play in the first round because of a tournament, so
right.
They're actually playing and they're going to play each other probably three times in a matter of about 3 weeks. So, and I think Friday night, I think that's going to be a war.
Right.
Botkins, are they playing tonight or are they not playing till Friday?
Botkins returns to action on Friday against Rushi.
They had a horrible loss on Saturday night to Lima Shawnee.
Yep.
Horrible loss. And the coaching staff has really got to get the team back. That was a tough loss.
Yeah, Rushi didn't play Botkins in the league in the middle of the first round because Rushi was involved in a holiday tournament around Christmas time. So the two clubs met essentially in the second round the first time earlier in the second round. Then the second meeting between the two will be to end the season in league play this coming Friday night. Then a few weeks later, they could lock horns once again in a lower bracket sectional final or district semifinal, whichever you want to call it. 6 minutes, 18 seconds to go, fourth quarter here. 56-37 in favor of Rushi. Anna has been called for a foul.
Still out of bounds. That's only their fourth team.
It will be thrown in far side of the floor by the Raiders. Braylon Cordonier, he is out there right now with Chappie and Quinter and Monin. Flippo there as well. Anna's got Albers, Dosek, Hilskamp, Finkenbein, Ambus. High left with the ball. It is Flippo. He tries to duck in. Can't get an alley to drive it. Flips it back on the arc to Quinter. Ball rotated far side of the floor in front of the Rushi cheerleaders to Monin, and then it's stripped away. Nice deal by Dosek. He goes behind the back.
Wow.
Dipsy-do all the way to the rim. Got it. Dosek for Anna.
That was a heck of a move right there.
Oh, well done. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Dosek took a page out of the Finkenbein playbook. Dribble drive into the lane. Flippo turns from 10 feet, doesn't shoot. Flips it back out to Chappie at midcourt. 56-39 Rushi. Chappie wants to go to work on Ambus. Can't do it. Now goes to Braylon Cordonier, deep right corner. It's Quinter holding on. Quinter spin move. Might have shuffled. Throws to the three-point shooter, Cordonier. Oh, look at that stroke. Is it pure or what?
Well, you know a shooter when they hold their form after the shot.
He held the pose. That ball went right through. Swished it. Timeout Anna. Down 20. Midway in the fourth on scores. Broadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn.
Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our jewelry barn is quite unique. The jewelry barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the jewelry barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Final 5 minutes and a second for this game. Rushi in the lead, 59-39, comfortably over Anna. Rushi won the JV tilt. Friday night at 7, airtime, Rushi at Botkins. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com, for girls' tourney games on Saturday. That schedule not firmed up officially yet. Ambus dribble drive into the lane. Missed it, no good. Heitkamp rebound shot by Anna. It's missed. Ambus gets the board among the trees. Throws it to Yulskamp. Cross court to Dosik. Through the lane area. To Ambus. A corner jumper, a bomb. Strong, no good. Rebound Rushi. Ambus sized it up, but misfired. Raiders have the board, leading by 20. 4:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Chaffee dribbling 25 feet away. Anna comes with a double team. Almost stolen from Flippo. Back to Chaffee. Oh, back cutting toward the iron goes a Raider. It is a misfired pass broken up by Anna. Dosik down the floor, stolen by Rushi. Rushi two on two, and Chaffee circles the wagons. Gives it up to Flippo straight away. Near side, Braden Monin slings it to Quinter. At the elbow on the right, on the weave, Cordonier. Now Chaffee backs Ambus down. Throws to Quinter straight away, 3:43 to go.
I think we're going to break the streak and watch the Raiders win a basketball game.
Yep. Each time we've covered them this year, we've been bad luck. We've had them against tough opponents.
Right, absolutely. We didn't do the Houston or Fairlawn game.
No. 3:26, 3:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Rushi Raiders milk the clock up 20. Quinter into the lane. Baseline left, Chaffee. Back to Quinter. Quinter's free right down the pike, up and in. 61-39. Biggest lead of the night, 22. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Dosik top of the circle. Hands off to Ambus, high left. Ambus sets and shoots. Bullseye! 26-footer by Zach Ambus. 61-42 in favor of Rushi. Anna substituting freely as head coach Nate Barhorst gets his second line troops in now. And we will do our very best to track him down for you.
11's Carter Siegel.
Yep, that's Carter for sure.
33. I know him from the JV team. Heck of a basketball player.
Trey Heitkamp remains in.
That's the wrong one.
Trey's on the floor. That is a roster which is not quite fully.
Mason Carey.
Yes, that is Mason. Yep.
21 had a nice JV game.
That's Derek Madden, good
there
player.
You go.
Yep. Trey Heitkamp, I mentioned him. Number of new faces out there for Anna. Chase Murray, 6'2 junior, on the court as Rushi continues to play pitch and catch 25 feet away. Milk the clock down to 2:16 to go. We've got a timeout by head coach Dave Borchers of the Raiders. He will get subs in. 2:15 remaining. 19-point lead, Rushi. We'll take a break back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We've got 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go. The Rushi Raiders are defeating the Anna Rockets to the tune of 61-42. Rushi's got the ball at midcourt. Anna will drop to 8-13, 5-6 in the Shelby County Athletic League. And meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders will up their mark on the year to 13-7 and 7-4 in league play. Rushi with a date remaining Friday against Botkins. Anna.
Sam York.
Anna heats up with Jackson Center. Sam York just laid in the two-pointer for the Raiders, who lead at 63-42. Here is Madden down the floor for Anna to Heitkamp. He explodes between a couple defenders. Missed it short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Rushi. It is Fissinger behind the arc. Gives it up deep right corner to a teammate. Now to York in the paint area. Nearly walked. Goes baseline to Patrick Bowman, 6'1 senior. Now Fissinger. Fissinger, 5'10 junior guard, looks at the clock. 70 seconds to go. In the lane area, back to the basket. Sam York doesn't shoot. Now the ball is rotated out on top, where Jordan Meyer handles for the Raiders. Under a minute to go in the fourth. 63-42, Rushi leads Anna. Dribble drive down the lane. Rushi, no shot. They throw it back out. Patrick Bowman sizes up a deep three. No, off the iron. Rebound kicks right back to a Raider. 40 seconds to go. Triple try, Rushi, short of the mark, no good. York couldn't get it to drop in. Anna snagged the board. Half minute to go. Forecourt to our left. It is Chase Murray. Bounces to Heitkamp. Short corner, 10 feet out. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Soft touch. Lot of rim. Derek Madden gets the roll. How about that? Derek Madden, good-looking prospect next year for head coach Nate Barhorst and Anna. 8 seconds to go, 18-point lead Rushi, and that'll do it. The Rushi Raiders defeat the Anna Rockets here tonight, 63-45. We'll take a two-minute radio station break. A two-minute radio station break is next here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee back at Rushi. The Raiders take the toll of the Anna Rockets here tonight, 63-45. Anna saw McCain Fickenbein play throughout, pretty much from start to finish, rested a few minutes, nursing an injured ankle. He was not himself. That's an understatement. Anna got contributions from other players. Rushi just too much on its home floor tonight. Anna won the first meeting, 61-52 at the Rockets gym. And the Raiders turn the tables on Anna here this evening, 63-45, thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. A couple of new underwriting sponsors coming on board with us, Airstream, Inc. Thanks so much to Airstream, Inc., which will be on board with us here shortly on scoresbroadcast.com. I mentioned the cell phone shop earlier, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. A Precision Strip in Minster, Kenton, Middletown, Tip City, Perrysburg, cities in six other states. Also on with us now, Precision, easy for me to say, Precision Strip. Loyal associates who do the exceptional. Precision Strip. And as I mentioned, Airstream, Inc. Chuck, or Clancy, star of the game, a look at the scoring. Anna had some good contributions from players who usually perform in roles, not scoring so much, but they did put the ball in the hoop tonight.
Well, they talked about if we can get three other people in double figures, we got a shot. They got three people in double figures, but McCain Finkenbein, two free throws. That's all the young man got tonight. For the Rockets, they were led by Grant Albers with 12 and 11 each, or 11 from Hayden Huelskamp and 10 from Zach Ambus. I'm going to go with Huelskamp and Albers as my players of the game for the Rockets. On the other side, much more balanced. 19 points from Hayden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonnier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. They got 4 from Braden Monin. They got 4 from Jordan Meyer. And then they got 2 each from Patrick Bowman, Sam York, Xavier Flippo, and Ben Bowman. They scored 63 for the game, and they had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 young men score. I'm going to go with Hayden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Yeah, good choice. Defending this Rushi team, Chuck, is like plugging a dike. You put your thumb on one hole, and then somebody else explodes for points. You slow him down, and then somebody else shoots the ball in the basket. Rushi is going to be a tough out in the tournament. Looking forward to Rushi Botkins on Friday night. That's a preview of a sectional final a few weeks later.
I'm thinking it's going to be.
Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4. At Clancy's.
I
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Jerry Garrett, general manager at Knox, lives in Fort Loramie. Thanks, Jerry, so much. And Nick Meyer, sales engineer, Knox Machinery, lives in Fort Loramie as well. Thanks to both of them, Knox Machinery. Fine new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, as is Brunson Welding and Customized Golf Carts in Anna, also new here on scoresbroadcast.com. Special thank you tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, 575 East Main in Rushi. And also a hearty thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Thanks, Custom Foam. And Brookins, there's no good eating place quite like Brookins Elm Street in Fort Loramie. For our radio station audience tonight, for our online audience, for Derek back at the station operating the board, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi, where the Rushi Raiders have defeated the Anna Rockets. Final score, 63-45.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.